Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm accepting of whatever you... I'm not offended by pretty much anything politically, socially. Like, it's just not... something that I care
about.
You
wander through life not very seriously. Let's be honest.
100%. And so I worry a little bit because you cannot be that as a parent, at least as this book says you cannot be like that with your daughter, because she wants somebody, especially as a father role, she wants somebody who is strict, who provides structure, you know, who has rules and who, you know, is willing to basically be an authority. Whereas, like, I'm my entire life on this earth, 29 years, I have never thought of myself as that. I've never thought of myself as somebody who is going to say, get your ass home by 10 o'clock, you're grounded for a month. That just is honestly, I always pictured Sam being that parent. Mm-hmm. But this book says you better not let your wife be that for your daughter, because she's going to grow up having a different and a worse perception of you. Because you weren't the, she wants you to be the authority, not mom. And these are all, dude, 2 weeks ago, I was just worried about setting my fantasy football lineup. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, life changes. That's one way of doing that real fast.
And now, and it's one thing when you don't know the gender, right? You know you're expecting, but you don't know your gender so you don't really think visual. Now that I'm visualizing it, man, I'm excited as all hell, but I'm also scared because it makes me think about people who have kids as teenagers. Like, my God, man, you cannot do this. You don't have the wherewithal. I'm 30. I don't have the wherewithal to do this, I feel like. So if you're having a kid at 16, 17, oh, man, that's a tough situation.
You're also setting the parameters, right, of what in your behavior and what she learns and sees from you growing up. You're setting the parameters. At least this is what I've gotten from my brother who's raised girls on his own, is that you're setting the parameters for what they're going to look for in a man.
Exactly.
In a mate.
Yep.
Right?
Wow.
So there's this, right? So just for an example, let's say you have a father who drinks really heavily, mm-hmm. right? And it's part of your life. Like, he does it. Maybe it's not to the issue, but socially, whatever, like, he's always got a drink in his hand or whatever. So some woman, right, his daughter might think, okay, that's acceptable, but hey, you know what I'm saying?
That's what she sees.
That's normal.
That's the
right?
deal.
So if my guy,
right.
that's normal, but it could end up being, that could end up being a problem for the guy. You know what I'm saying?
Just things like that.
If he curses like a sailor, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Coming out of that environment, you might think, you know what, that's normal. That's okay in terms of the man I'm looking at. This guy does that all the time. Oh, my dad did that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So just from that standpoint, you're setting her parameters for the kind of man she's going to possibly marry at some point too. What she looks for, values, that kind of thing, in a mate, a man.
The idea that there's going to be a pair of eyeballs on me.
So that's a great responsibility.
Every day.
That's a heavy
mm-hmm.
responsibility.
And not only are they watching, but they're reenacting. You know, they're soaking in.
Right.
They're
well,
repeating.
I think this is why when Jason and I were talking about you having a baby, this is in the last 6 months we've said this, haven't we, Jason? Where we said, you're going to have a girl. Because I do think it will change you.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to change you so much.
Well, there's scientific evidence that suggests, I mean, that having a daughter changes the way a man thinks.
Yes.
You know?
Jesse, no question.
Jesse Duncan hits up the show. I just thought I'd give this to you because people are feeling you. Bro, I feel what John is saying. More than anything I've ever heard y'all say, my first daughter is 2.5 weeks old. It was extremely hard. So he's going back to naming her. She was 2 days old before we named her. Thanks so much for the segment. He's going through exactly the stuff that you're talking about. I think this is something we've all been through.
Absolutely.
The sort of doubt.
Absolutely.
I need to get prepared and know every scenario so that I'm ready for this child. Like, we've all been through it. I think people can relate to it and specifically relate to having a daughter and being in the shoes that you're in right now.
You know,
am I going to get this right?
You know, there is
appreciate that, Jason.
It's all great. Having a healthy child, boy, girl, dinosaur, it is all great. It is all a blessing, right? And for me, though, because I'm not a girl, I feel like I have to know what she's experiencing, what she's, you know, you have CJ on the way, you're like, you're rubbing your palms together, you're like, let's get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like I gotta,
where's that scholarship offer, Penny?
No doubt.
That's all I'm talking about.
You're thinking about you know, playing football and playing basketball, and that's actually another thing that this book talks about, is the difference between having a boy and a girl is actually not as different as one might think. You know, even if a man believes his son, they're going to be playing one-on-one basketball, and those games are going to get more and more competitive as the years go on. It's all a girl will test your ass too, just in a different way. It's just not on. Maybe it's not on the basketball court. She can't outshoot me, that we know. But
I bet she could beat you in tennis.
Well, we shall see, man. Sam pretends she was an athlete because she ran cross country one time. You know, so we will see if those get passed down.
Especially you go out there and play her in that tie-dye hat.
Yeah, well, this tie-dye hat is not worthy of the disrespect that you have lauded upon it today. I think it deserves a little bit more reverence from you, given sort of the foundation.
I would
suggest
getting rid of that before she's born.
We have photos posted today. I hope y'all didn't mind.
Oh, yeah,
I'm trying to be social. You know,
yeah,
my
like
bosses
it.
Want
yeah.
me to put
appreciate
this out
you
there.
Do. I appreciate you doing it for
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, you guys looked focused and sharp in these pictures this morning.
We both had our hands. We were talking about our hands.
Yeah, but we see John's Raiders hat that's a cancer.
Intercept
cancer.
A crucial catch.
That's a good catch.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good thing to promote there when the Raiders are on it. It's a little strange looking, but good cause.
All proceeds go to that foundation to fight cancer. But I've also got the Girl Dad hoodie on. This is
there you go.
This one, the purchase of this goes to 100% of the proceeds go to Mamba on Three.
Oh, really? That's a Kobe thing.
Yeah.
It's a real. Oh, you're right, not joking.
Yeah.
No, it's a charity.
It's the Kobe Bryant Foundation for the
Very
victims
cool.
of that of that tragedy.
You got good today, though.
And so, you know, I can already feel just the effect and the impact. But I want to take you guys through this journey because. You know, it's me. And I think one of the things that we've always prided ourselves on with this show is sharing a little piece of our lives.
Right.
You know, you talk about sort of the long lost, you know, family member coming back into the picture with Faith, you know, and, you know, and we've obviously had your dad on the show as a regular guest. You know, we've always felt like, you know, we can share sort of who we are with you guys.
It's supposed to be family.
And, you know, I am excited. I'm privileged, but I am scared as hell. And
you're gonna be just fine.
You know, I hope that the book's not helping. I need some. If anybody knows, like, I'm gonna read the book. I'm gonna
finish
it.
People are relating to you, though.
I need like a happy book. Like, your daughter's gonna love you no matter what. Like, who's got those books out there? Because I want to start reading those. But anyway,
dude. And with social media, it's different now. There's no these bits.
Man, it is.
Everything's
man. You're right, man. It is. And I can honestly feel myself starting. I feel like a fiend. I'm like refreshing Twitter. Like, what's next? What's next? You know, like,
get off of that.
It's a different world. All these books are a little bit outdated, man. They're talking about TV, dude. TV was like 15 years ago. It's about social media now. It's about that.
Way beyond that.
I need those books. But anyway, that's just chapter two. Maybe we'll continue the chapter three conversation on Monday. As
congrats
I
to you and congrats to Jesse. Both new girl dad.
And indeed. All right, we will come back. Mike Golick Jr. is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about the game last night, Arkansas State and Georgia State. They had a nice game last night, very up and down. I think a combined 450 points were in that game. So we'll talk to him about that, the NFL, college football ahead, and more. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
The number one place for the NFL in college football. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Listen on the radio.com app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels by more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary 2-week sample by texting BLING to 42424 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing at GNC, but you can only get your sample by texting BLING to 42424. That's BLING to 42424. Text BLING to 42424.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Mike Golic Jr. is going to join us at around 1:25. We'll talk to him about a number of things like, maybe Nick Saban back on the sideline this weekend. It is the game of the year.
Desmond Howard says he's going to be there.
Hey, would you?
I don't know how.
Hey, if you're Mac Jones, you going to go around him? And be like, Coach, 6 feet, 12 feet, 19 feet, like the old days.
I definitely ain't gonna say, hey, come here and tell me those straight kid, come let whisper in my ear.
How many COVID tests do you think they're administering to get him to the two negative tests initially and then one right before? I bet they got a bazillion of those tests. They're swabbing his ass.
As intense as he is, he probably wants another one as soon as he's done with the last positive. Give me another one.
Yeah, put that thing up my nose.
I think
now.
I shook it off. I think it's gone now. That's what I think when I think about Nick Saban having COVID.
Yep.
Him fighting to get through it and get on that sideline against Georgia.
Yeah, so we'll talk.
I just doubt he's going to be there.
I don't think so. And by the way, like, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. How will we know the impact, though? How will we know the impact of having Nick Saban versus not? I mean, Sarkisian's going to be the guy. I mean, he was a coach at USC. It didn't go well, but he was still a head coach. He got much better players. So do you really think there will be that noticeable of a drop-off?
I'm with Roddy Jones. When you got the best dude in the business – And you look over there and you expect him to be there.
He gonna FaceTime you in the middle of the play and say, hey, let's not do that.
It won't be in the middle of the play. It'll be, I guess, after our series. And I guess if I can have it anyway, I'll take it whatever way I can get it. But the idea that the best in the business ain't going to be out there yet, I'd imagine that affects you somewhat. Sure, can Alabama get through? Absolutely they can. But you would miss him more than anything else, I would think.
Yeah.
Well, just his voice, his face, his anger on the sideline, those letting you know you better get it. You better get it in gear. I don't know. I just think you're better off with Nick than
well,
without.
That's
not like they're just going to run like him, you know, right. like it's nothing without him.
Agreed. I definitely agree that his impact with the Crimson Tide is more.
Yeah, sometimes it's a look from
than
him.
Le'Veon Bell with the Chiefs. Like if Le'Veon's not on the field, like you won't really notice the difference. If Nick's on the field,
we'll see.
You will definitely notice the difference. So we'll talk to Mike Golic Jr. about all that at 1:25. But did want to go back to Memphis basketball here for a second because it was a particularly – I guess it wasn't a particularly newsy day, but it was a kind of newsy day. And we had a mole on the Zoom who was like, did you have the camera on or what?
No.
You did not have
the – And Penny, I guess they were better off for it because since I wasn't on, he said the people that were in the room, I guess in the conference, look better in that than they do an actual person. And me, how about – was that a backhanded slap?
I think he's calling everybody ugly.
Yeah, basically that morning, he said – I mean, he was saying their morning faces look good.
Okay.
Look better than they do in their regular afternoon
who
faces
else was
coming
on
to
it
the
with
Zoom.
You that you can –
Oh,
remember.
Just about every – I mean, Giannotto – look, I mean, can we say this too?
Yeah.
Giannotto's beard is really getting LeBronish.
It's full.
It's getting James Harden-ish.
Yeah, it's
and I got to hand it to him because I've been a guy that's been – and, John, you're right with me.
No.
We're the patchy, wiry – patchy beard, wiry
beard. We're brothers.
Yeah, we are in that sense too. So seeing guys have those kind of manly beards, it's always been something I admire. But Giannotto was on there with that heavy beard looking, looking like a bear
looked
in the
tight.
Morning, asking him questions.
I gave you a beard once.
Sadie was on there, looked freshly shaved. He was on there. Asking questions. Clayton was on there as usual.
Yes.
A new beat writer at the Memphian, Danielle Lerner. I guess
gotcha.
not so new anymore.
Yes.
She was there. So all, Munns was there. All the people that needed
to
be.
So were you on by your phone?
And then I was on a little fly.
Were you on by phone?
No, I was on by as you see, my MacBook Air here.
And did you have
I had to download the Zoom because I'd never done it on
this. Damn, this man really wanted to see what Penny had to say. He went through a lot of
trouble. It's the first big one after your start of practice.
No,
so,
right.
Penny
it's a tone setter.
This Zoom conference call for media was this morning.
It was at 8:30 in the morning. We're used to seeing those in the afternoon.
Interesting.
But he had a lot of morning media face on there.
I will
there,
tell you
know,
this.
Was it, and it was newsy,
face.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
I will
in
tell
the
you
sense
this.
That it doesn't sound Tennessee, this seems pretty final that they're
it
not
sounds
playing.
Sounds like
this
they're
year.
Not
going to
play.
Honestly,
not this year.
The one I don't like Zoom and I don't do the virtual stuff, but honestly, why would you not continue to do this even after the pandemic is over?
Right.
Because it's so efficient.
I agree with you.
It's so efficient. You don't have to, everybody doesn't have to drive to the Memphis campus, right, from wherever they're coming from. You just hop on this Zoom. It's the same exact thing. You can get on camera. Penny can see you face to face. I mean, that is one
I
area
feel like
where.
Too, you take a lot of the fluff out of these pressers 100%. Where maybe somebody just wants to ask for some B-roll or something about it. Yeah, because you have to be so selective with
focused.
Your question because you don't know if you're going to get one, two.
Yep.
Am I going to get three in on this thing? But people ask, unfortunately, what's amounted to is you get better questions because people realize, oh, I may only get one here and there's less of the less of the fluff with this. And if I'm Penny – who, look, you're going through your day, you have to go to a media room and Lori Walton and meet with all these folks and then try to have practice. I just prefer to knock this out, you know, in my office if I can. I just think, as John said, from an efficiency and a time standpoint, just looks like it makes a lot of sense to continue to do. You can still have the in-person ones as the season goes on, after all that, after the game, but these seem to do a lot. In an efficient way, especially from that Memphis side.
Yeah, and so you were on it, and I guess the biggest sort of there's two bits of news, really. One is that, you know, Penny is not a guy who sort of
also said they're not, but I think didn't we know they weren't playing Alabama or didn't
it? It was the exhibition. Remember, it wasn't a real game.
Yeah.
It was an exhibition.
So that's not happening.
Yeah, because the whole deal. But ironically, it was to benefit the COVID-19 pandemic, and they're not playing it.
Oh, that's
because
right.
Of the COVID-19
I've forgotten
pandemic.
About that part of it, yeah.
Anyway, whatever. There are two bits of news, and Penny's not a guy who is going to speak mistakenly. I think there's always sort of some strategy behind his words, and he said today that he didn't say unequivocally, but he basically hinted that the Tennessee game ain't happening, right? I mean, would that be a fair characterization?
Yeah, because he even said he made the point, it was a point I made last week when we were looking for silver lines of possibly not playing Tennessee, that you want to have your fans there.
Right.
And so, I mean, that already sounds like that, you know, you're not going to do it now. It sounded to me like, you know, they're looking for reasons now why it's a good thing that this thing's getting postponed. You know, we had Philip Fulmer on, and he was completely noncommittal on it. So I think
he was
had an
even
idea
noncommittal
what...
about next year.
Yes,
that's the one thing that we haven't talked about yet. Not only was he noncommittal about 2020, he made it sound like they
you know
would...
why he's that.
Oh, nobody over there wants to play it.
Well, I mean, he's trying to keep his basketball coach appeased. His basketball coach, who right now is recruiting at a top 10, top 15 level, and has got that thing, you know, well, higher than it's ever been, quite
Memphis
frankly.
Memphis ain't let him out of the contract.
From a consistency
standpoint.
You're
either paying or you're you know, you're playing the game.
Yeah, but he's not going to sit here and say, oh, we love the AD coming out and giving you a quote that, oh, we love the series. This thing's great
right.
for both schools.
Right, right,
well,
right.
then that gets thrown back in Barnes' face when they cut the thing off after year three.
Isn't that what
and so that's
Bowen
why he wasn't going
to
do that.
Did?
Yeah, there was a little bit of that.
Bowen wanted
you'd
to play
be on a different page.
Didn't.
Absolutely. And they were on different page with their, pages with their quotes, and you'd have that quote being thrown in the other guy's face. And so, of course, Phillip was going to be like that because clearly it's how Rick's feeling about this thing.
Right.
And it, you know, that you don't want that coming back up. Look, it makes – I talked about this with Jeff this morning. It you have to take – if it's all about Rick Barnes and his desire not to play, you have to take that out because what you'll realize is that whether year after year – with where Rick's got that program, with where we think Penny's going to have the program, man, there's an opportunity to have the rest of the nation watching you. You know, a game like this where you've got both teams good in regular years, game day could possibly want to come to. And I don't care what year you are or how you feel about Memphis or how you feel about Knoxville, that's a good thing for both schools. Both fan bases clearly love the rivalry. Take yourself out of it,
yep.
right, and just play the dang thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Rick Barnes feels that at some point.
I think it's that easy, but apparently powers that be would disagree. And then the other bit of news, and it's not news if you've been listening to this show. I mean, listen, this show brings it to you before it becomes so. That's just the truth. We told you when we had Phil Fulmer on that the game was probably not going to happen. We could just tell. And then we talked to you about the assistant coach situation, which Penny kind of confirmed today
right.
that they're moving very slowly on this. It's basically down to a drip. I don't even think they're doing much work on it at this point, and they haven't since Nolan Smith turned down the job. But there are just hardships over there at the University of Memphis financially. I've told you the number, $50 million. That is the deficit that they're working on this year. And a lot of that is sports. And the fact of the matter is, If you're the president of Memphis and you're trying to balance your budget and you're looking over there at the University of Memphis, how can you justify $200,000, $250,000, $300,000 expense right now when they're killing it? They're absolutely killing it without that. So if you can push it back to next year's budget, next year's fiscal year, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think they would have done it if Nolan, like we'd made
Nolan,
the point, if Nolan
yes.
Smith,
the
he'd,
right
they'd
guy,
have cut that check.
The right candidate.
Right.
Who you can sell
right
on, et cetera.
Right now, you got most staffs already digging into their seasons, people
yep.
that are working right now. And as the point that you made, I think that was in our open, that you'd be looking at a pool. Sure, there's plenty of unemployed guys right now that want the job.
Yep.
But is that guy, is there a perfect, the guy you want, the guy that had everything Nolan had, is he in that group? Probably not, because he'd probably been on staff already.
Yep.
So that's the point. And you have a, you know, what in this case is a strength, in your old program already, and a guy like, you know, Hamilton who knows what you want, who's been a Division I assistant coach, so that won't be new to him. And if all this requires is bumping him up from director of basketball ops for a season, longer than that, whatever you decide to do, that just seems like a better way to go right now, especially
yep.
when you consider on top of that the finances they're in, the financial situation.
Yep. So that's the big news. And you know, for Memphis, it's not anticipated like last year. I think at this point we're a little scarred after all the events, not just of last year, but also this one. So you had the damn wheels kind of fall off last year, though you got to give them credit to cobble together 20 wins despite kind of everything they were going through. Pretty impressive. It's not going to win Penny Hardaway Coach of the Year kind of stuff, but internally I think there's I think sort of we talked about he did a pretty good job all things considered last year after the season began. I mean, they were ranked, what, like top 11-ish? Without James Wise, when they went into Knoxville, won a game without James Wise.
That was a good win.
I mean, so they definitely beat Houston. There were some good moments.
I think anytime you got a top five team in the country in defensive efficiency
yep.
and you're like number one or number two in terms
yep.
of effective field goal percentage defense,
yep.
like you've shown
yep.
you can coach
yep.
defense. You can be elite on that side. So that's mine is if he can keep that going.
Yep.
Eventually, right, those offensive droughts, all that, with guys like Leonard, that ends, and you've got yourself, you know, a high-level program doing high-level things.
I agree completely. So it's not quite like last year in terms of the buildup, but I think Memphis is still in line for a really good year. We'll come back. Mike Golic Jr. is going to join us. We'll talk to him about college football, about the NFL, and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. $50 in free site credit to register and verify early, no deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing to do is to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code Calkins so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code Calkins to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fan. FanDuel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
To celebrate Robert Owen Jewelers' 43rd anniversary, we're having a huge diamond sale going on right now. Get to Robert Owen Jewelers, get bigger, brighter diamonds, and this month, 0% interest for up to 24 months. Check us out online at rijewelers.com.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's doing great. I've been on it now for about three and a half years. I've lost 67 pounds. And I feel better than I did at age 40. I'm just getting older. That's the only thing that doesn't stop. Other than that, I feel good.
Listen, we're all getting older, but that doesn't mean you have to feel your age. Are you ready to turn back the clock? It's 2020, and there's never been a better time to start looking and feeling young again. Introducing Andro400.com. Andro400.com has proven solutions to help melt belly fat, increase mood and memory, increase energy, and bring that spark back to your love life. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435 to see which product is right for you. Try the safe and natural way to start feeling and looking your best. And there's nothing to lose with an industry-leading 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Care. Whether it's your business or your family's health, the more care you put in, the better it will be. United Healthcare knows the difference care can make. It's why we offer plans that support your physical and mental health. And it's why we connect you to care whenever you need it with 24/7 virtual care. Because like you, United Healthcare knows what care can do. United Healthcare. Plan benefits may vary.
I bought football tickets for my husband, and now I'm in a football bubble. All I see online are articles and ads about football. I hate feeling manipulated. I downloaded DuckDuckGo, and I saw a difference right away. Get privacy online with DuckDuckGo.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org. Take heat. Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN, and as promised, he is Mike Golic Jr. Catch him on today and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. He was on the call last night for the Arkansas State game, and he joins us now. Mike, what's happening, man? Have you caught your breath since last night?
I am slowly catching my breath. I am drinking a lot of water right now because everyone that was watching that game, calling that game, and playing in that game should rightfully be exhausted by the offensive showcase that we got through.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we've seen across all levels of football, right, scoring has been up. It's quite possible that it would have probably looked like this even, you know, with a normal preseason. But when you think about scoring and when you think about sort of the way that offenses have looked in both college and the SEC and the NFL. Is the high scoring a result of not being able to do a sort of normal preseason and a normal sort of training camp, or do you think this is just the way football is going?
The cop-out answer is, unfortunately, it's a little bit of both. Especially the NFL is a little more complicated. Kevin Seifert, who works for us, did a great article. Holding calls are way down across the board in the NFL right now, and these guys are all so good and talented. If you're letting offensive linemen get away with things that would have been borderline calls or holds in the past, you open up a completely different level for the freaks that are available for you in the NFL. And in the college game, I think a lot of what happened in the offseason is affecting play on the field more than it did the NFL counterpart. I think the guys in the NFL, these are professional football players who are paid year-round to make this their livelihood. In college, these players have had to worry about, all right, when are we going to get back and how are we going to get back to going to class? They're young men living life on campus that presents different challenges. And so when you remove off seasons for them, that's a huge development period. If they're not on campus in the same way, can't do things the same way, you lose the development on 18 to 22-year-old bodies that is so paramount in that game. And so defensively, I think seeing some of that attrition makes a fair amount of sense. And we've seen in college especially, I mean, hell, the SEC is the perfect case study. Pace of play has been pushed more and more in years past, but now you get Mike Leach and Lane Kiffin coming in there, and we're seeing, all right, Ole Miss is really putting the pedal on the gas. And it gives anyone problems, even a place like Alabama that's traditionally been a defensive juggernaut.
Hey, real quick, Mike, what did you think of that Arkansas State team that ends up pulling out the victory last night? That coach, Blake Anderson's got them pointing in the right direction. How about the Fun Belt this year, and how about Arkansas State? That looks like a good win for Memphis. They beat them to open the season.
It really does, and I think one of the byproducts, this year's been hell in so many ways, but the way the college football season is set up now, I think for the American and for the Sun Belt, because you haven't had the Big Ten, the Mountain West, the MAC, some of these conferences that we're used to, the midweek has been dominated by these conferences, and I think they've shown really well for themselves. Mm-hmm. For Arkansas State, this is a great win in a lot of ways. They're on the same side of the division as Louisiana, who we know lost the night before to a Coastal Carolina team that's going to be right in the thick of it as well. There's been a lot of good coaches. We profiled it last night. Everyone knows with Arkansas State some of the names that had gone through there, Gus Malzahn, Hugh Freeze. It really does tend to churn out, especially lately, quality coaches. But, guys, I've never seen a two-quarterback system work like this.
Right.
Logan Bonner and Lane Hatcher splitting snaps even. It's a one-to-one split. It is every series. This guy knows he's up and taking over. And the offense doesn't miss a beat, and they put up video game stats in the passing game. So there's a lot to get excited about there. Jonathan Adams, their wide receiver, is a bona fide NFL player, and I don't see any sign of them slowing down anytime soon.
Mike, there was a time, you know, not too long ago, 2, 3, 4 months ago, where, you know, it looked like we would not have college football. It all felt like it was very much in peril. And we have it, and the Big Ten's coming back, and the Pac-12 is coming back, and, you know, here we are. Would you say that, sort of based on what you thought going into this season, would you say that it's gone about as you expected, worse as you expected, or better than you expected as it relates to COVID and sort of the disruption?
It's been exactly what I've expected. And I don't say that to, you know, pat myself on the back for being Nostradamus or anything. That's certainly not the case. There's no victory laps in the way any of this has gone, but we've seen there's been a lot of disruption. My alma mater in Notre Dame had to take a weekend off and postponed because of the COVID outbreak on that team. Florida's taken this week off. One of the best teams in the country can't play their football game this weekend. 4 days after their head coach was talking about wanting to pack the swamp with 90,000 fans. College football is full of a lot of headstrong people who will always bend the rules in favor of winning. And because you don't have a players association or a union to represent the rights of those guys on the other side, what you have is a place that can sort of draw up whatever rules it wants, take advantage of the fact that kids want to play. I mean, these players all want to go out there and play. I would have wanted to go out there and play as a player because this is all you know. This is your ticket to the places that you want to go in this spot. And so what we've seen is teams not have to necessarily be forthcoming with divulging the amount of numbers or the positive tests or anything about the situation internally, and teams still having to postpone out of an abundance of caution because at the end of the day, you can't run from the liability that they have on campus. So it's been as complicated and difficult as I imagined it would be, and you know, we're still barely halfway through, just at the start, depending on what team you are. So it's been every bit of the jumbled mess I expected college football to be.
Mike, you think there's any way that Nick Saban's out there when they play Georgia tomorrow? Desmond Howard tweeted that he thinks he will be there, despite testing positive for COVID. What do you think?
I don't think so. As funny as it is, and I'm with everybody, I floated the idea of letting them coach in the Goodyear blimp. Like, I'm here for everyone to get their jokes off in this situation. Because we know Nick Saban is a hyper-competitor. He's like all college football coaches in general. He's a control freak. But Nick Saban is also really smart, and he understands that in this situation, there's going to be no win for Alabama, the school, the football program, for him to have a positive test and be in that stadium to coach that game Saturday. Now, because he's been thoughtful about this the entire way. Nick Saban has said and done all of the right things related to the virus along the way out of it. He's a good college football coach. And he understands that making excuses for these circumstances or trying to use it as a reason why you're winning or losing isn't going to be the way to go. Nick Saban controls the things that he can control. And in this instance, he's going to rely on the fact that, all right, we've got Steve Sarkisian, we've got head coaching experience. I've got a staff that understands the standard that we set here in Alabama, and they're going to have to be able to take care of business because that's the level I've coached everyone day to day, and especially in a year like this where you've practiced and prepared more and more. This is becoming situational football. We used to do this Friday before game before. You're going through a spot drill calling out, all right, if so-and-so goes down on this special teams unit, who is in for them? Coaches have said all around the board, all across the board, we're preparing like that for if members of our coaching staff are unavailable in a given game. And the game I called last night, Nate Duque, the defensive coordinator for Georgia State, we were told was not available before that game. Mm-hmm. So they had to operate without the defensive coordinator. People are preparing for this as a game-day situation, which is strange and awful in a lot of ways, but it's 2020, and that's what people have to learn to deal with.
Yeah, we're talking to Mike Golic Jr. Catch him on Chanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio every weekday. All right, so Le'Veon Bell made his choice. He is going to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. And you've seen the memes. You've seen the, you know, Patrick Mahomes photoshopped onto Thanos' body and that this is supposed to be the last Infinity Stone. Is Le'Veon Bell really the last Infinity Stone, given what we've seen from him the last 2 years? It doesn't really feel like he's quite on that level anymore. He will help. But, I mean, is he really going to make that much of an impact for the Chiefs?
I'll say this. We had a lot more fanfare when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed Leonard Fournette at this point, right? Like, we were ready to all crown the Bucs when we saw that move happen. Oh, wow, big-name running back goes to team that we already think is going to be good. And it's just more a testament to what you said before, though. The Chiefs are still Thanos. Like, I don't care what's happened to them so far. It was a great win by the Raiders, especially in a division that Kansas City dominated since Mahomes got there. I think Le'Veon's going to help. I think he's going to be a great supplement to Clyde Edwards-Helaire there, who should still be and will still be the main guy in that backfield. But Le'Veon Bell is an unbelievably capable receiver. We saw the way that Andy Reid in that offense love to use receiving backs, especially vertically, the way they used to use Kareem Hunt. So I think he's going to help. I think being in a competent organization for players like running backs that are far more dependent on the rest of the team's success than we give them credit for. We're seeing it in Carolina right now. Christian McCaffrey's out, and they're still winning games. Like, you're not going to live and die solely on what a running back provides for you, but if you strap a weapon like Le'Veon Bell to the side of an already capable weapon like this Chiefs offense in general, he's going to go out there and look good. So he might not be an Infinity Stone, but Kansas City is for sure still Thanos.
How much do you believe in these Titans, Mike? Can they make another AFC Championship game, or you got that spot more reserved for the Chiefs and maybe the Steelers?
I still think it's going to be the Chiefs, but the Titans are going to be able to challenge everybody else in the AFC. I am so happy to see Ryan Tannehill continuing to perform well into the second year. So many people had questions after they pay him that money off a one-year sample size. And it's a reminder, fit matters. It's a reminder that injury derails things far more than play does at certain points in certain spots. And when he got out of a situation in Miami, maybe is starting to look more like Adam Gase than Ryan Tannehill right now when it came to some of the issues that they had there. You combine that with what they're getting, the production at receiver. We know what Derrick Henry's about there, but I think in this case, Mike Vrabel has done an excellent job of building a team in his likeness. And they bought in and they balk against the outside world
and they say everyone's wronged us, and that's the exact mentality that gets it done when you've got a guy like Vrabel at the helm. So I think they're absolutely for real. I think Ryan Tannehill is for real, and I think, unfortunately, they're like everybody else where you're still staring up at that Chiefs mountaintop, right, unable to get over because they're just built differently than everybody else.
You know, if you're sick, if you're an NFL player and you are sick, whether that's with just a common cold or you've got strep throat or the flu or whatever the case may be, even if you test negative for COVID, but you have other ailments going on, you still have to isolate. So how do you think, I mean, because I can't remember the last time, right, that an NFL player missed a game because of the flu or because he had the sniffles or whatever the case may be. So do you think there's a chance that we look up in January and Odell Beckham, who has had some sort of mystery illness this week, cannot play in a playoff game because he's got, a cold?
I think it's extremely unlikely. I think we all look at this and say, man, in the world of hyper-competitors, do we really think someone's going to go into the facility and tell and make anybody aware that they've got the sniffles or they're feeling a little bit under the weather and potentially miss a game? But at the same time, I think the extreme accountability that this season requires, and that's the medical staff being incredibly diligent, and that everyone involved in the building understands that, all right, we're all not that far away from having to deal with what the Titans dealt with, an outbreak on that team, the facility being shut down, hampering the team in those ways. And so I get it saying we wouldn't want to keep a weapon, like we'll keep using Odell Beckham Jr. as the example in this, off the field that could help us in this game. But the thing that would hurt us far more is an outside perception that we've been able to tolerate or go along with people being sick in the building that leaves the building shut down, that leaves everyone else unable to go in and get work. And so it's really the ultimate example this year of putting team above self in these instances, because if the building's not open, you're all of a sudden dealing with far more of a disadvantage than you are having just one player maybe miss a game.
All right, Mike, I gotta ask you, go back to college football real fast, because we may not talk to you before then. What's going to happen November 7th when your alma mater, Notre Dame, I'm assuming undefeated still at that point, takes on Clemson? How close is that game? How much of a chance do you give your boys? What do you think happens there?
I will preface this with the ultimate. And we always say with injury, but this year it's with COVID because Notre Dame's had to deal with some of that. If Notre Dame is healthy and their roster is at full strength, this defense has enough speed to make this an interesting game. I think Notre Dame is built. I still think I would pick Clemson to win this game. But Notre Dame can win this game because they've got one of the best offensive lines in the country. And we saw when Clemson went up against Miami, they exploited that mismatch. Clemson's got a D-line full of freaks like they do every year. But this year, especially young and talented on that group, Notre Dame's built to withstand it there. And on defense, you go back to Notre Dame's playoff game against Clemson. And early in that game, before injury on the back end opened up the floodgates for them to go over the top, Notre Dame was able to get to Trevor Lawrence. Offensive line's always been a weird issue for Clemson. They've never really had NFL-caliber studs. It's never really been a dominant group up front. Yeah. And so if you can be athletic in the line of scrimmage and exploit some of those mismatch, move bodies around and get to Trevor, you can make this thing interesting. And Notre Dame is built with those parts and finally has enough speed on the back end to maybe even make a few plays, give the ball back to Ian Book in that offense. It's still going to be a long shot because Trevor Lawrence is something different. Yeah. Travis Etienne's playing great ball. But Notre Dame is the one team in the ACC built to do this.
Yeah, Mike,
I'm rooting for you. Hopefully we get
it. Great stuff, as always. We appreciate
Thank you,
your
Mike.
Time.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, he is Mike Golic Jr. Catch him on Chanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. Always do appreciate his time.
Why are you hating on Le'Veon?
I haven't seen much out of him the last 2 years. That's why. He's 28 years old, mm-hmm. Had a lot of tread on those tires with Pittsburgh, and I just haven't seen anything from him the last 2 years. So I'm assuming that's what he is now. If he proves me wrong, fantastic. But I see a guy who's on the back end of his career. He's right. We thought Leonard Fournette, who, by the way, is younger, a lot younger than Le'Veon Bell, he was going to go, and he's looked better than Le'Veon the last couple of years. We thought he would go to Tampa Bay and take them to a different level. He can't even get on the field right now. So I just am hesitant to put, the Chiefs don't need him. This is luxury.
Sure they do.
They got a lot
on their rookie running back right now. With no Damian Williams.
This is a sort of gluttony of talent for the Kansas City Chiefs. But I just don't think he's a feature back anymore.
I think that's where my issue with you is. We got to realize this is going to be a reduced role. This ain't the Jets' role. This ain't the Pittsburgh Steelers' role. It's going to be a reduced role. And for that, if we're talking about 10 to 12 touches, 10 to 15 touches, I still think he's got something there. If you're talking about 25 to 30 touches, no, I don't see that Le'Veon Bell being effective anymore. But for what they want him for, I think he's going to knock it out of the park.
I just don't know. Like,
you're right about it. It's an embarrassment of riches.
How much of an impact can you make, though, when you just have 10 – I mean, what's he going to do? Have 60 yards, you know, every game? I mean, you just don't have a lot of opportunity.
In the same way that Kareem Hunt, when Chubb healthy, makes that same impact, coming in just being a change of pace guy.
You think Le'Veon will be as productive as Kareem?
Not to mention, you can put Le'Veon out there in the slot when you've got Helaire still in the backfield. Like, you can line him up at receiver. There's a bunch of different ways to use him. And Lord knows Andy Reid is a mastermind when it comes to finding different ways to use a guy like that.
You think Le'Veon Bell will be as effective as Kareem Hunt was before Chubb went out? Now, Chubb was scoring touchdowns every week. I mean, he was a stud.
I mean, at that point, Kareem Hunt, who's slowed down now, was averaging like over 5 yards a carry, all that stuff coming in, really benefiting from the change of pace that, you know, Chubb loosened him up. Kareem can come right in. I don't know if it'll be that effective, but you're adding to the best offense in football,
right?
Especially with Dak out down in Dallas, best offense in football. You're adding a guy that you're asking to have 8 to 12 touches. That's 28 years old and has something to prove
in a spot
on a 1 year deal.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna be more effective and more of a difference maker than you think.
I just reject that this is like Kevin Durant joining the Warriors.
Oh no, I'm not going there. Yeah,
people have compared this to the Warriors. Some people have compared this to Steph Curry and Klay Thompson adding.
No, he's not that Le'Veon Bell anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
but again, reduced.
4 years ago, okay, like we're having a different conversation. Yeah. But we'll see. I'll be fascinated in the experiment. You know, Leonard Fournette, and I'm not saying Leonard Fournette and Le'Veon Bell are the same player, but, you know, I drafted Leonard Fournette in fantasy thinking he was going to end up taking that job from Ronald Jones, and he can't even get on the field right now.
Yeah, you sound burned.
I am burned. And also, I don't want the Chiefs to be any better than they already are. I mean, it's tough enough.
We're all in that boat, brother.
You know, we are happy to get the win, right? We're happy to get the victory last weekend, but they were so upset and disgusted by that they went out and signed Le'Veon Bell. You know, we challenged them. We changed them. So, anyway, we will come back. Thanks to Mike Golic Jr. for joining us on the show today. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Experience the real taste of Italy with today's Perks deal. Half off $20 gift certificates to the Crazy Italians restaurant. Get your deal at getmyperks.com.
You gonna eat the other half of that sandwich?
It's all yours.
Nice. Chips, too?
Sure.
Cool. What's up with that Powerball ticket?
I didn't win.
Can I have it?
Why?
To enter the Powerball First Millionaire of the Year drawing. I could win a free trip to New York City or New Year's Eve hometown party package.
Then no, you can't have it.
Fine. Well, I'm keeping the sandwich.
Visit TNVIPrewards.com to enter the Powerball First Millionaire of the Year drawing from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
I'm on Dead Man's Bend at midnight when my gas light pops on. I see a gas station ahead. Just my luck. Or is it? I walk in. The attendant lifts a bony finger towards me and croaks, "You want a Halloween jumbo box?" I whisper it, terrified, "No." And as I leave, he asks the lady behind me. She says, "Okay." And then...
She wants $75,000!
Scare up some cash with the Halloween jumbo box instant game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, head-raising fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, it's move-in season, so make sure you call my friends over at Black Tie Move-In for all your move-in needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, you're going across town, you're going across the country, doesn't matter. Call my friends at Black Tie Move-In, 316-619-6, 316-6196, because they've changed moving in the city of Memphis. They understand that when you're moving, you're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. Don't call your friends. Don't hire your friends. They're going to pay you in pizza or beer. It's just not worth it. Things are going to get broken. You don't want to get involved with that. Call Black Tie Moving. They're the pros. I've used them twice. Jeffrey Wright's used them. They are the best in Memphis. So book your move now, because it is going to be booking up fast. Moving season is always here. Black Tie Moving wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving. Change the moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines. Take extra precautions if at higher risk. Wash our hands frequently. Stay 6 feet from others when we can. And when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at five different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
It's Friday, which means it's the weekend, which means it is a perfect time for a drink. You guys know it. I recommend doing it with Blue Note Juke Joint. It's my go-to whiskey. It should be your go-to whiskey as well. It's made right here in Memphis. It is smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. That's the idea, and it's exactly what you get every time you take a sip from Blue Note Juke Joint. You can drink it on the rocks. You can drink it neat. You can drink it in a cocktail. It is all good every time you pick up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint. And here's the great thing about it. It is just $29.99. That is it. You can find it wherever your favorite liquors are sold, and it is going to be just $29.99. Smoother than smooth, you know, the bottle. It is blue. It's got the guitar on it. You cannot miss it. Go pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
Crime is out of control, and the city council is doing nothing, and the mayor's doing nothing to protect you and your family. Are you ready to protect yourself? Well, go to the largest indoor gun store and gun range in the Mid-South and sign up for your permit to carry class today. Don't become a statistic. Fight back and protect your family. Go to TopGunMemphis.com and sign up for your permit to carry class, or go to the largest gun range and gun store in Memphis and practice. We have ammo at Top Gun Memphis as well. TopGunMemphis.com.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Hmm. Morning.
How'd you get in my house?
Me? Through the air conditioner. Event. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios? Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Mmm.
Did you just mmm?
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a mmm.
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. And all the right ways on the
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Come on and raise your glass. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX. Experts looking to buy or sell your home, right now is the best time to do it, especially when you go with the Live Love Memphis team, our friends Jennifer Parsonson and the gang. They are the best in the Memphis and the Mid-South area, licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. You might think that because we're in the middle of a pandemic right now that the time ain't good. Well, the time is actually ideal because there's a low inventory, which means you can get top dollar for your home. So get with them. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Or you can call them up, 901-410-8818, like I did 2 years ago, like Kantar did, like Jane did, and smartly so, because another agent had told her that her two houses in Oakland, she could only get $215,000 for. Jennifer Carstensen, the leader of this Live Love team, suggested Jane put $8,000 to each house to get her the most money possible. Live Love listed both houses for $245,000 2 weeks later. Both of them sold with multiple offers over the list price. How about that? Go for $245 from $215. That's quite the difference. You need to be with the right group. That's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. Again, 901-410-8818. Jennifer Carstensen and her team going to take care of you. They've also got the 35-day guarantee. They guaranteed it sold in 35 days, or they'll buy it at a mutually agreed-to price. Go ahead and give them that call, 410-8818. It's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
So is today the only day that CJ has gotten out of school?
Yeah.
This is his big fall break day?
He got one day, but most everybody else that was already in school, obviously in person, got a whole week.
Now I like the way that your school in particular has approached everything this year. They realized when it was safe to do so, they got kids back in class, and it sounds like everything's gone off without pretty much a hitch.
At the school, yeah. I won't sit here and lie to you and tell you I'm not concerned that, you know, as a country, period, but locally too. You know, you see cases on the rise a little bit, but as far as the school itself, they've been following all the protocol, haven't had any problems. No one's had to shut anything down, as we've seen in some other situations, so it's gone off pretty well. Now, they'll come back. He'll finish up around Thanksgiving and then for that break, because I've told you, they don't want to double up flu and COVID season, and I think that's smart too, and then you'll have the choice again second semester whether to be in person or virtual. Hopefully, with the way things look, we're able to stay in person.
That's right. So I think they've mostly done it the right way, but I have a little bit of an issue with just a one-day break. What does that accomplish? Even though CJ was at home learning virtually, he was still on the clock, right?
Yeah, but getting extra breaks and not – because it's not nearly the same.
He wasn't on vacation, though.
The commitment is not nearly the same. No, he's not on vacation. He actually had to get up every day and actually put his school uniform on and do all that stuff, so it didn't seem like a vacation at all. That said, it's still not the same. And, look, I'm fine with it. Chris doesn't know any better. He's in the first grade. He doesn't know what he's missing out on not having the other 4 days. He'll be fine.
The psychological effects of missed break days.
Oh, please.
I mean, studies have shown when you only get a one-day break, if you get 4 or 5 days, like you know, my wife got, man, it will change your life. It will really
a nice little refresher. Huh?
Oh man!
Well, the teacher deserve it, and she's been going the entire time.
She has, hasn't she? She has. And you know, she's pregnant. Oh my God! Can you imagine? I mean, she's been pregnant basically since jump. That was, you know, a lot of the reason why
we talked about.
We found out that she was pregnant before school started.
Okay.
And so it was a real decision for us. Like, you know, do we want to go back in person? And you know, we decided that Sam has so much to offer those kids, and they need to do it in person. And so we decided, you know what, in person we go. So hell of a year though to get pregnant. Wow. Tell you that. So anyway, CJ's going to have a day off today. Hope he's enjoying it. Hope he's maximizing it to the
best
of his ability.
I'm sure he's listening to you, John.
Memphis will try to maximize their opportunity tomorrow.
Man, let's do it.
UCF on ABC. No indication yet whether or not the Coxie rumblings will, you know, listen, we have seen situations where decisions are made, and then they inform the decision, you know, the powers that be of their decision, and then maybe it changes.
Just to clean this up, there is a rumor that Coxie is not going to play for Memphis.
That he's opting out.
That is not a confirmed report. It's
correct.
Just this tweet.
No,
I saw it on Twitter.
No one's reported it.
No, yeah. But it's a rumor that this could happen. Okay.
It is a rumor.
What
it
a world.
And listen, people are opt out. That happened before the season. You would hate to have it happen after a season begins, but, you know, things happen. Once upon a time, Joe Jackson was going to transfer from the University of Memphis.
Well, I was very serious at one point.
And then he didn't. You know, so it would not be the first time that hearts and minds have been changed.
Would be an absolute blow, though, for that Memphis offense.
Yeah, and so you hope that is
most
kind of
trusted receiver
at play here. But a big opportunity for the University of Memphis tomorrow against UCF. Do you have that line in front of you by chance?
Last time I looked at it, it was 3.
UCF?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, UCF a 3.
So an upset. It would have to be an upset per the odds makers. Let's do it. You want to be the premier team in the non-Power 5. You win against UCF, you can stake that claim. That's
down
my
to 2.5 over to ESPN.
Down to 2.5, going the right way.
Caesars.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Ike Collins, Dominic Foxworth, and Mike Golic Jr. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. Have a good weekend. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis on the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Zubin Mahinty.
Coming up on Monday, a big weekend of college football and the NFL. We'll talk about it, all of it, Monday on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Live on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now through October 18th, earn 10 cents off per gallon of fuel for every $30 you spend at Kroger. Just shop Fridays through Sundays with your digital coupon. Restrictions apply.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room one is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room two are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, you can buy a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $27.99. And as a bonus, you'll score a $10 gift card by mail-in rebate. That's like a cherry on top of the cherry on top of your oil change. So get $10 back by mail when you buy a jug of Mobil 1. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 10/31/20.
Hi, I'm Brooke Burke. Do you ever consider just how important your feet are? They're quite literally the foundation of your body. And if you don't take care of them, you're asking for problems. That's why I wear Skechers' new Arch Fit shoes. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to make a shoe that provides total foot and arch support. They use 20 years of data to design a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have, providing extreme comfort. Get Skechers' new Arch Fit at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
Sports and scandals. What?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.